Hello, everybody. This is Stephen McFarlane, and I'm greeting you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a pleasure it is to be at St. Mark's for a change. It's been a while since we've been in the church itself, but I could imagine. Right in the back, we've got Katie and Diane, Celia, Graham, and going forwards in front of me, there's Yvonne and Henry, and well, Henry stuck at home these days. See, we've got Poppy, we've got Zina in front, and then we've got Connie, Noreen, Nola, Fatima, Theo, Myrna, Bernard, Margaret, Frigg, Annette, no more. They're stuck in the home, but they're there in spirit. Donald and Vary and Ollie, Ronald. Who else is there? I'm missing some people. But God knows. Okay, let's bow our heads. Father God, we thank you that that even when I forget names and people and I can blame it on a couple of weeks of lockdown, you never forget, Lord. You know us. You care for each of us individually. You, the God who knows all things, who sees and understands and hears. And Lord, you know our humanness. You know that we doubt. And at this time in history, when the world would have us believe that you are not in control, you still are. You still are working all things for the good of those that love you. And we thank you for that. But Lord, yeah, we confess that sometimes our faith is weak and we get afraid. And it isn't our God is weak, but it's us, our faith. So please forgive us and strengthen us, we pray. And bless this time together in Jesus' name. Amen. Right, everybody, hello. As I say, I'm doing this from home, as you would have worked out. But it's a pleasure to be with St. Mark's again. And our reading that I want to share to you with you today from the lectionary is John chapter 20. Verses 19 to 31. And it says, on the evening of the first day of the week, when the disciples were all together, with the doors locked for fear of the Jewish leaders, Jesus came and stood among them. And he said, "Peace be with you." After he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. And again Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And with that, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, their sins are forgiven. If you did not forgive them, they are not forgiven." Now Thomas, also known as Didymus, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." And but he said to them, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands, and I put my fingers where the nails were, and I put my hand into his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." And then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here, see my hands, reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe." And Thomas said to him, "My Lord and my God." And then Jesus said to him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed, but blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." And Jesus performed many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. And this is the word of God. Thanks be to God. Let's bow our heads before we get into the message. Our Father God, as always, we ask that you will open our ears that we may hear, our eyes that we may see. And we may know that you are God and that you love us. And we thank you for that. Lord, from my side, please keep me out of the way of your message, and may your message ring across clearly. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, so the context, Jesus is crucified, Jesus is resurrected, and then he appears to his disciples. He appears to Mary at the tomb, and out to the group, but without Thomas. And on the cross, his last words included, "It is finished. Everything is done that needed to be done. There's no more that needs to be done. And Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." He dies, and he leaves the disciples shattered, empty, humiliated, disillusioned, scared. They huddle in fear of the Jews and the leaders. And Jesus appears to him, and his first words to them are, "Peace be with you." Can you imagine that? Peace in the midst of all that. Jesus says, "Peace, my peace I leave with you." And he shows them these hands and his side as irrefutable proof of who he is. There's no doubt about his identity. And again he says to them, "Peace be with you. As the Father sent me, I'm sending you." And with that he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, they are forgiven. And if you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." That's rather scary, isn't it? Because the question's then got to be, does that mean he's given us the authority to choose who must be forgiven and who not? Or what about the times when I've said to people, "Oh, go to hell"? Does that mean? Surely not. Jesus died for their sins too. And he's already forgiven them. You see, our role is simply to speak his forgiveness into people's lives. And far be it from me to speak from the Message translation, but today I'm going to do that. And the Message translation of that verse says, that part of the verse says, if you forgive somebody's sins, they're gone for good. But if you don't forgive them, what are you going to do with them? You see, if we don't speak Christ's forgiveness into people's lives, we are the ones that suffer. He's already forgiven them, but we are the ones that have to live with unforgiveness. And the unforgiveness festers into bitterness and resentment and hatred. And friends, we must forgive when people wrong us. And Jesus says, as the Father has sent me, I have sent in you. So he sent his disciples, and he's sending us, but for what? Listen to that verse again, or that part of the verse, okay? He says, peace be with you, as the Father has sent me, I am sending you. And then it carries on, it says, if you forgive somebody's sins, they're already forgiven. And so I want to suggest that we're being sent firstly to forgive, to speak the forgiveness of Jesus, of the Messiah, into people's lives. And he breathes, that's the first time he breathes the Holy Spirit into people. And it's like, this is what I'm calling you to do. This is what I'm sending you to do. So firstly then, today's message speak about peace in the midst of chaos and frightening situations and whatever we may be going through. Secondly, forgiveness. We are called and sent to speak forgiveness into people's lives. And then you think about Thomas doubting. What did he doubt? Okay, quite obviously he doubted that Jesus is risen. But I want to suggest that there's more than that. Is he possibly doubting that Jesus has sent him and us just as the Father had sent him? And that the salvation of our souls, he might be doubting that we too will be resurrected to life. Maybe Thomas is doubting some of these things. But when he doubted,
Jesus touched him exactly at his point of doubt.
He says, put your fingers here. See my hands. Reach out and your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe.
And it's like that with us. Jesus touches each of us exactly where we need to be touched.
He knows. He knows our situation. He sees what we're going through. He hears our cries. He knows. And he touches us exactly.
And then more about Jesus saying to Thomas, you see and you believe, but think about those people who believe without seeing. They are blessed. Now, recently somebody said to me, why doesn't Jesus walk among us these days? Okay? We need to see Jesus. I mean, those guys way back when, they had the privilege of seeing him. But we don't. We need to see Jesus. And the question then, why don't we see Jesus? We need to see him. Or does he walk among us? Are we seeing him? Isn't that what the Christian life is about? The Christian walk. When people look at us, they must see Jesus. They must see Jesus in our eyes. When we walk, they must see Jesus. When we talk, they must hear Jesus. Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us. He came and was God with us. And now to the world, we must be God with them if Jesus dwells within us. And that pretty much is what I want to share with you today. We must find peace in the Lord in the midst of whatever the situation is. But we are called to forgive and to speak forgiveness into other people's lives, that they too may find peace. And we must be Jesus to them. Yes, we doubt. And I think it's okay to doubt. Jesus knows, he understands, and he sees us. And he will touch. He didn't reprimand Thomas for doubting. He certainly didn't cut him off. He came to his point of need. And if we doubt, he will come to us. So God can handle it. Doubt by all means. But just know that he's going to bless you. And you will be blessed and you will find peace. And then we must be God to the people amongst us. Because that's where they're going to see the Christian walk in us. So let's bow our heads for the closing prayer. Lord God, for us what I want to do is I want to share some more stuff from the lectionary. And from Psalm 16. Okay? Or partly from Psalm 16. And it says, I will praise the Lord who counsels me. Even at night, my heart instruct me. I keep my eyes always on the Lord. With him at my side, at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Therefore, my heart is glad, and my tongue rejoices. And my body will rest secure because you will not abandon me to the realm of the dead. Even if COVID-19 does its worst in our lives. For you will not let your faithful ones see decay. You make known to me the path of life. You will find me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand. So Lord God, as we go into an extended lockdown, thank you that you are there. We have time to spend to get to know you. So Lord, bless us, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. My friends,
For us to know the peace of the Lord, we need to spend time with Him. And for us to know what we have been sent for, we need to spend time with Him. For us to stop doubting and to strengthen our faith, we need to spend time with Him. And for people to see Jesus in our lives, we need to spend time with Him. So in this lockdown period, spend time with Jesus and be very blessed. Amen.